The Hills Hoist, Stump Cam, Goonbag, and the Jewel Flush Toilet. Do they fill you with pride? They're just some of the products dreamed up by homegrown inventors over the past 150 years. And they're being celebrated at a new National Archives of Australia exhibition in Canberra, which explores the inventors whose ideas have shaped the nation. Some of them are household names, others you may not have heard of. But perhaps this person will stick in your mind, a woman who had so many ideas, she'd write them down in her sleep. Lucy Shawcross is a curator at the National Archives. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Jade. Great to be with you.
You've brought many of Australia's best inventions together in the one place. What are some of the key themes that stand out to you?
Oh, what a great question. I think Australian inventiveness and ingenuity, the diversity of our inventors and our inventions are really key. What we really wanted to show at the Archives exhibition was items, everyday designs that all of the listeners would be familiar with on a daily business, daily basis, but also showing them maybe some stories or some facts that they were unaware of and that might be new and interesting as well.
Yeah. Are there any household items that you think Australians might be surprised to learn were invented here?
Well, some could include things such as the press button for the PB5, which is what we use when we cross the street. So originally there would be a sign and a light that would let you know when you cross the street. But actually in the 1980s, it was developed in Australia, the audio tactile device, which enabled people with low vision to be able to cross the road safely, and also people with low hearing, because some people might not have noticed when you actually put your finger to that button as you cross the road, before you cross the road, you can actually feel it pulsing. So the PB5 to help you cross the road might be one. Also the baby capsule. You know, Australia was very forward in terms of road safety, seat belts and so forth. But back in the 70s, you know, people were popping their kids, you know, their baby, bringing them home from the hospital in the back seat or on someone's lap. Actually it was a Safe and Sound Britax that developed the first baby capsule that we have today. So those are a couple that people might be a bit surprised about.
There's also, I think, a mention of AeroGuard. That became a household name after a royal visit. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a wonderful story. So we actually have included a few stories of the innovations by the CSIRO. And, of course, Douglas Frew Waterhouse was an incredible scientist. He was involved in many attempts to help with insects in Australia, including in the Second World War, preventing the troops from getting malaria over in Papua New Guinea. And during that time, he developed what we now know as AeroGuard. And it was very much used by the soldiers, you know, preventing the spread of malaria, but it hadn't taken off that much in Australia until the 1960s, when the Queen visited and she came to Canberra and she was seen to be doing what was known as the Australian salute and actually swatting flies. She was covered in flies.
We're all familiar with that.
Yeah. So she was at Government House, I believe, at a garden party, you know, beautiful, and swatting these flies away. And apparently the next day she was going to play golf, and a marked change was observed in the Queen's behaviour, because that morning they had liberally applied AeroGuard to her. And so prevented the flies getting onto the Queen. And after that, it was so interesting. Mortine actually approached CSIRO, and CSIRO gave them their formula, which was then, you know, produced and we all know today. So at that time, CSIRO didn't really protect their intellectual property, and they were happy to share that formula.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where Lucy Shawcross, curator at the National Archives of Australia, is my guest. One woman who's featured in this exhibition stands out, Myra Juliet Farrell. Can you tell me about her?
Oh, she has such a wonderful story, and I just think it's kind of amazing that we don't all know about her. And she actually was born in Ireland but came to Australia as a young girl and moved to Broken Hill. And from the age of 10, she was shown to be very creative and inventive. And at that time, she invented a special type of safety clasp, a safety pin. And from that time, she had many inventions. We know of over two dozen that she applied for patents for. But yeah, the fascinating story is that apparently she would hear of a problem, she would find a problem, whether it be something to do with health or a domestic issue, and she would think about it and then she would go to sleep. And during her sleep, she would come up with a solution to that problem. And often she would write or scribble or scrawl that solution, and it would be backwards. So she would have to get a mirror in the morning so that she could read her scribblings. Yeah, it's just a fascinating story, a really amazing woman.
We all wish we could be that productive in our sleep. That would be really handy. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining me this morning.
Oh, it's been such a pleasure. You're very welcome.